What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Bourbon and Bets. I'm your host, Zach Stonerock. We're going to go ahead and jump into NFL Week 3, but before we do that, we do want to give a quick little recap on our selections from Week 2. So if we go back and take a look at the On the Rocks picks, we went 2-1 in those picks. We had Buffalo minus 3, San Francisco minus 3, and the Saints and Panthers over. Buffalo and San Francisco both covered. The Saints and Panthers, they did not. So they finished at a total of 33. The Panthers put up 26 points, but the Saints basically laid an egg without actually laying an egg. They got a touchdown in there, but based off week one, we were fooled. I specifically was fooled by the Saints and Jameis Winston's 5-touchdown performance. I was a little hesitant, if you listened to the last episode, because he only had like 148 passing yards. So the passing game wasn't really the strong point of the game. It was their field position, which really helped. So I'll openly admit that I was fooled by Jameis Winston and the Saints. But we did go 2-1 there, so we got 2 out of 3. And then as far as the parlay goes, we had all three of those in there, but then we also had Arizona minus 3.5, and they did not cover. They won the game. But Minnesota Vikings fans have got to be a little upset with Greg Joseph. I guess in week one he helped take them into overtime, but missing that kick to possibly seal the game, that's a tough one to watch. There has got to be some frustration going on there in Minnesota for sure. Let's see here. Oh, and then we had Houston Texans. So the Houston Texans covered that game as well against Cleveland. We said 13 points was a lot, so we were glad to be on the receiving end of those 13 points, so they covered. So for the parlay last week, we went 3-2, and obviously with parlays, you got to hit them all. However, if you were to have bet those games all individually, you probably would have made a profit. So week two's in the past, though. We're going to go ahead and jump into week three. So for week three, well, let's also talk about college football yesterday. If you follow the Instagram account, rough day in college football. Let me go ahead and pull up what I had there. So yesterday we had the West Virginia, Oklahoma over. Didn't even come close. Let's see, what was the final score in that game? Give me just a second here while I pull this up. And of course, everything on my phone's freezing right now. So that game ended with a total of 29. So that one came nowhere close. We also had Memphis minus 3. Memphis was in the lead for the majority of that game. Then UTSA made a nice run there at the end. Ended up winning that game by 3. So if you took UTSA plus 3, you were golden. But for us Michigan, or I'm sorry, not Michigan, Memphis bettors, came up just short. Air Force covered. Air Force is playing good football right now. Let me see if I can pull up. Yeah, so they won 31-7. And then finally, LSU and Mississippi State over 56. We missed that one as well. That game had 10 points scored in the first half and 43 points scored in the second half. Total was 56.5. They ended at 53. That one was a tough one because I also kind of I like to do parlays that I don't post that I mix with some of my favorite picks from college and NFL to make it a full weekend. These past couple weekends, though, we have not been able to carry that parlay into the NFL slate. There's always been a college game that's kind of let us down. So hoping that maybe next week we can get something that keeps us in it for at least into Sunday. But let's go ahead now and jump into week three in the NFL. So for this one here, we do need to make up some ground with some On the Rocks picks, so we're hoping that the picks that we have today, we don't have a ton. I believe we only have 2 On the Rocks picks. We're more about quality instead of quantity on these ones here, and that's something that I've been talking quite a bit about since we launched this new season of Bourbon and Bets. We don't want to be gimmicky. We want to give you our insight into the games that we are most confident about. So whether that's one game or whether that's 5 games, we're going to give you the ones that we're most confident about. So let's go ahead and kick things off. We're going to go through the games that are included in our parlay. And then out of those games, I will let you know which ones are the On the Rocks picks. Once we go through the games, I'll let you know what the odds of the parlay are. And then we'll also hit on the other games that we're not as confident in, but just kind of tell you where I'm leaning. So we're going to kick things off with the Buffalo Bills versus the Washington football team. So this one's going to be in Washington. It opened at the Bills being favored by 7.5. Since then, it moved to -7. Let's see where it's at right now. I believe it should probably still be hanging around there. It looks like, yep, still at Bills -7. So that's actually what we were able to get the Bills at. I think the key to this game is going to be the line of scrimmage. Washington's D-line has been looking good. Buffalo's D-line has not been looking Buffalo's offensive line has not been looking great. So if Buffalo can step it up and protect Josh Allen, I think that that's how Buffalo wins this game. My prediction is that in this game, Josh Allen is going to have one rushing touchdown and three passing touchdowns. So he's going to account for all the touchdowns for the team. Because I have Buffalo winning this game 28-20. So that one's not an On the Rocks pick, but this next one is. So next we have Arizona at Jacksonville Jags. Arizona opened at a 6.5-point favorite. They moved to a 7.5-point favorite, which is what we got them at, and that's still where they are hovering. So they're still there at 7.5. I don't see this game moving too much. And actually, I apologize. Looks like this game opened at Arizona only being favored by 6, so they didn't have that hook on the spread there. For this game, I think that this game is fairly easy. If you have watched any football this year, your best bet is to fade the Jaguars until they prove otherwise. Urban Meyer is not having the success that everyone expected him to have because of his success in college football. Trevor Lawrence is obviously, he was a winner in high school, he was a winner in college, but he's struggling as well. I mean, that team's in a rebuilding phase, we know that. But also, there's already questions about Urban Meyer and how long he's going to be able to make it in the NFL. I think one of the strong points with Urban is his ability to lead and motivate, and you got to do that differently with guys that are making millions of dollars versus how you lead college athletes. So those guys are playing for those guys are playing to try to get into the NFL, so they're going to pay attention a little bit more. But when you're looking at another grown man in the eye and you're yelling at him and he makes more money than you do, that's when things start to get a little murky. So yeah, my advice, and again, bet your money how you want to bet your money, but fade the Jaguars until they give us a reason not to. So my bold prediction for this one here is I think Max Williams, the tight end, I think he's going to have a big day. I see him getting about 6 catches, 75 yards, and a touchdown. And my prediction for this game is that the Cardinals win 31-6, possibly 31-0. There's a good chance that Jacksonville doesn't score any points, but if they do score points, I think we might only see 2 field goals. So it's a bold prediction, but again, Jacksonville's just not a good team. So the next game we have Denver Broncos versus the New York Jets. So, and I apologize, I actually said it wrong for the first game. The game's in Buffalo. So Buffalo is home versus the Washington football team. So Denver is home against the New York Jets. This one here, the spread for this game, it opened at... Let's see here. It opened at Denver -7.5. Denver's now at -10. That's a lot of points for a spread. Again, like we said last week with Houston, double digits are a hard game to bet. I don't think the Jets are that bad of a team. I don't see Zach Wilson throwing another 4 interceptions. So I think I'm going to stay away from this spread, but I do like the point total in this. So the point total opened at 43. It has since dropped to 41.5, which is actually what we got it at. So I think we're gonna go with the over in this game. I see this game finishing 28-14, so just over. I mean, we're looking at 42 points total there. And I think that this is gonna be another big game for Melvin Gordon. I see him having 100 yards rushing. That's just rushing. He'll probably add some receiving yards in there too, but I see him having 2 touchdowns. I don't know if those two touchdowns are going to be just rushing touchdowns or if they're going to be rushing and receiving, but I think Melvin Gordon, if you do daily fantasy, I think Melvin Gordon's a good pickup for today against this Jets defense. Then we're going to move down to, or move up to Minnesota. Minnesota's taking on the Seattle Seahawks. We talked about the Vikings earlier. They're having struggles where they can't finish out games late. Greg Joseph missed that field goal to win the game last week. Seattle took it into, let's see here. Take a look. Seattle played New England last week. Nothing worse than when your phone freezes. Let's take a look. I believe they went into overtime. Nope, they did not go into overtime. But it came down to the end of the game. They did not play Indy. I apologize. I'm all over the place. Bear with me here. They did go into overtime. It was against Tennessee. So that was on me. I was a little confused here as I was scrolling, a little flustered because my phone was freezing. But so they did go into overtime. Tennessee ended up winning the game 33-30. That one was a tough one. You know, Pete Carroll had some comments to say about Russ Wilson after the game. I don't know. I haven't followed that situation too much. But he said that he really needed Russ to show up there for them and they could have used him. So, I don't know. But Derrick Henry went off in that game, had 182 yards rushing with 3 touchdowns. I think I told everyone that he was due for a breakout game, and there it was. So, but anyway, in this game here, Seahawks lost to the Titans in overtime by a field goal. Minnesota lost to Arizona by missing the last-second field goal. I think that this game comes down to a field goal. I think this is going to go all the way down to the wire here as well. And I think that Seattle is going to have the advantage there. Greg Joseph, I'm hoping that miss last week isn't going to stick with him and he's able to bounce back from that. However, I am going to go with Seattle here. We're going to go Seattle 34-31 to cover that -2. That's also not an on the rocks pick. I can see that pick going the other way for sure, but we are going to include that in the parlay. So then we move on to our last pick in the parlay, which is also an on the rocks pick. We got Green Bay at San Francisco. This spread here is pretty surprising to me. So it's the Sunday night game, so it's going to be Aaron Rodgers in primetime, which we just saw what Aaron Rodgers did in primetime against the Lions last Monday. Green Bay, so this game opened with Green Bay +3, and it's stayed there, which is very surprising to me. That San Francisco would be favored in this. San Francisco is battling injuries just like they did last year. Elijah Mitchell is going to be out. Jamichael Hasty's out. Mitchell's out with a shoulder injury. Hasty's out with an high ankle sprain. And then they got some other questionable guys on the defensive side of the ball. Eric Armstead, Javon Kinlaw, and Emmanuel Mosley. The good news is some of those guys got limited practices in this week, but still, I mean, having that many injuries on your defensive side of the ball, as well as not really, you know, being sure about your running back situation. Trey Sermon's back. He went out last week with a concussion. He's clear of the protocol, so maybe he'll be that guy that comes in and steps up. And Trey Sermon had a heck of a career when he was at Ohio State and before that at Oklahoma. So maybe maybe this is going to be a big breakout game for Trey Sermon, but I think Green Bay, after what they did last week, and they kind of got their swag back, and Aaron Rodgers was playing like Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Jones had a 4-touchdown game. I mean, I see Aaron Rodgers having another 4-touchdown game here, 4 passing touchdowns. I think MVS is going to actually get involved a little bit more. I felt bad. I had a buddy of mine reach out, and MVS's receiving total was 41.5 last week. I told him to hammer it. Which MVS had 4 targets, and had he caught any of those targets, he would have covered the 41.5 receiving yards. So I felt bad. I think this is the week that he actually gets more involved. Davante Adams is going to have a big day. I'm going to roll with the Packers here, especially getting points. I think the Packers are going to win this game 31-17. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe this is a trap game. Maybe this is why the spread is what it is. But, yeah, so that's an On the Rocks pick. So, for On the Rocks, let's see here. We have the Green Bay game. Green Bay plus 3. And we have Arizona minus 7.5. So, let's hope we get those two wins today, because yesterday's 1-3 record is not doing well for our overall record. But so for the five games in the parlay, let's go ahead and do a quick recap of those. You guys probably hear me flipping my notebook pages around here, but we're going to take Buffalo minus 7, Arizona minus 7.5, Denver, New York Jets over 41.5, Seattle minus 2, and Green Bay plus 3. So if you're going to ride with us on this parlay, again, we're not telling you to do it. Gamble your money at your own risk. But the odds for this is a plus 2,434. So if you bet $100, you could win $2,434. You bet $10, you can win $243 and some change. So that's where we're rolling today with our parlay. That's our On the Rocks picks. But let's go ahead and do a quick run through of these other games. We got Indianapolis at Tennessee. This game opened at Tennessee minus 3, and it's now at Tennessee minus 5.5. This game here, I think I'm going to go with Tennessee to cover 5.5 points. Derrick Henry got it rolling last week. Understand that the Colts have better defensive players than what the Seahawks have, but I mean, especially with Darius Leonard back there, the Maniac. He's an absolute monster, but I think Derrick Henry is going to be the difference maker in this game. I think it is going to be a close game. I think this game probably is only going to come down to a touchdown difference, but I'm going to give the edge to Tennessee here. Then we got Baltimore at Detroit. Detroit opened at plus 7.5, and they're still there. So for this one here, this one's tough. I don't even like saying this out loud, but I think I'm going to take Detroit with the hook there. I think Baltimore is going to win this game, but I think that this is a game where we could see a lot of action out of that Detroit backfield. So I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to take Detroit. I think Detroit's going to lose this game by 4 points. So I'll take the 7.5 there. New Orleans at New England. This game opened as a pick 'em, and now it's New England minus 3. For this game here, I'm going to go with New England minus 3. New Orleans showed last week against the Panthers that they were they're not the team that everyone thought they were after week 1. They're struggling a lot. Jameis is still Jameis. Yeah, New England's playing good ball. Mac Jones, I think Mac Jones is going to have a good game here. Yeah, so we're going to go New England minus 3. I have no idea what that game is going to end up. I think it is going to be a low-scoring game. I could see this game being like a 14-10 or a 17-13 type game. That's in my opinion, that game is going to be the least exciting game to watch. Then we got the Los Angeles Chargers at the Kansas City Chiefs. Open at Kansas City minus 7, still at Kansas City minus 7. You guys know my rule. I don't bet Kansas City. Let's see what the total is in this game real quick. Maybe we'll give a pick on the total, but I'm not touching this game as far as the spread goes. See here, the total opened at 53. It's currently at 54.5. That one's tough. I'm going to go with the under. For some reason, I just feel like these teams both have good high-powered offense and high-scoring offenses, but I'm going to go with the under here. I'm leaning towards the under. I'm actually not touching this game at all, but if I were to make a pick, I think I would go with the under. And I hate picking unders, just FYI for everyone out there. When you're betting the under, you're betting for boring football, which boring football doesn't mean bad football. Good defensive battles are good football, but I just would rather see a lot of scoring, so I'm not going to bet for the game to be boring. Moving on, we have Atlanta at the New York Giants. This game opened with the Giants minus 2.5, and now they're at minus 3. This game here, This is a tough one. I want to go with Atlanta because I think Matt Ryan has the ability to pull this game out. Cordero Patterson starting to find his groove, and they're starting to use him a lot more. But then you got Danny Dimes on the other side of the ball, and is Saquon playing? Honestly, like, Saquon's been off my radar because he hasn't been doing much. He's still been hurt. Let's see if I can find anything on Saquon real quick. Let's see. So it looks like Saquon's healthy, not listed on the Giants injury report. So he should be playing this week. I think that this is very likely a week where we could see Saquon break out because Atlanta is not great. So I want to go Atlanta, but I think I am going to go with the Giants -3. This game could end up pushing. I could see this game being a 3-point game, but this could be a game where we see Saquon break out, possibly for, let's say, 125 yards and 2 touchdowns. So keep an eye on that. Saquon could have a big game here. And then let's go ahead and move out to Chicago at Cleveland. This game opened Cleveland -9. It has since moved to -7.5. So everyone thought that 9 points was a lot against this Chicago team. So Cleveland -7.5. I'm going to go with Chicago here. Justin Fields is getting the start. I know that that should actually sway me the other direction with him being a rookie quarterback. But when he got in the preseason, he showed some flashes of being a very good NFL quarterback. I think that's probably going to carry over against Cleveland. I think he's a lot more mobile back there than what Andy Dalton is. He's going to be able to extend these plays a little bit more. So the downside is that Cleveland has a very good rush defense, so he may not be able to get out of the pocket and scramble around quite as much as what everyone's probably expecting him to do. But also with that pass rush that they have, it is going to force him to run a little bit. So it's kind of a catch-22, right? Like, that defensive line, I think that defensive line is better than Chicago's offensive line. So I think the game's really going to fall on Justin Fields, which is a lot to say for a rookie quarterback coming in and getting the start. But I would take Chicago +7.5 here. I think Justin Fields helps them keep it close. And Cleveland's plagued by some injuries right now at receiver. I don't think OBJ's coming back this week. I could be wrong there again. But Jarvis Landry's out. So they're struggling there a little bit at receiver. Next game, we got Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh opened up at -6.5. They're now -3. Take Pittsburgh. This one's in Pittsburgh. Cincinnati's playing well, but I think Pittsburgh, I think this is a game where we see Big Ben really open it up a little bit with a passing game. Najee Harris, I think, is going to have a big game here as well. I know Cincinnati looks better than what Cincinnati looked last week, or not last week, but last season. Obviously, they didn't have Joe Burrow in the majority of the season, but I still don't think they're there. I think Pittsburgh's going to dominate this matchup. Go ahead and take Pittsburgh. They win this game by 7 to 10 points, if not more. Then we have, let's see here. Oh, Miami. I can't read my own handwriting, so I apologize. We got Miami at Las Vegas. Las Vegas opened up as a 1-point favorite, and they've since moved to a 3.5-point favorite. Miami does get Will Fuller back this week, but Tua's out with broken ribs. That was a crazy situation, how the initial reports were that just bruised ribs. But Tua was in quite a bit of pain. And then it came out later that he has multiple broken ribs, which is a big deal, right? Like, you have broken ribs, they could puncture a lung. If anyone's ever had broken ribs, I've never had broken ribs. I've had bruised ribs, and bruised ribs hurt as it is. So can't even imagine breaking them. You got to think every time you breathe, your whole rib cage expands and contracts. So I'm not a doctor or anything, but that's common sense. So I don't know what's going on down there in Miami. Las Vegas is playing well. They're undefeated, 2-0 coming into this game. Derek Carr is looking good. I would go ahead and take the Raiders in this one. This is, I think, how the Raiders are playing right now is why John Gruden got paid the money he got paid. The $100 million for, was it 10 years? Take Las Vegas in this one. I think they win this game by a touchdown. And then the most interesting matchup of the week, in my opinion, is going to be Tampa Bay at the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams opened as a 1.5-point favorite, and they've since moved to a 1.5-point underdog. Let me check to make sure that's still the case. That is still the case. So this is going to be a defensive battle. Both these defenses are very good, but the offenses aren't bad either. I mean, we've seen Cooper Kupp week after week just shred defenses. Matt Stafford's having fun playing football. He's on a good team. But then let's not forget about the other side of the ball, where they have the greatest quarterback of all time, Tom Brady, and he has an amazing receiving core. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and then you got Gronk, who is two touchdowns a week so far, I think. I think he had two touchdowns the first week and then two last week. So Gronk's back to being Gronk. This game here, I don't know if I want to make a pick in it, because I think it's going to be so close. I think that the 1.5-point spread is probably accurate. I'd maybe even make this game a pick 'em. Man, this is tough. Hard to bet against Tom Brady, but I think I'm going to give LA the advantage because they're home. That's the only advantage that I think that they have. Also, Tampa Bay's running game is not great. So I think that with Aaron Donald being able to get a little bit more pressure on Tom Brady back there, he's going to have to get rid of the ball quicker. I'm hesitant to even finish my sentences here. I'm going to go with the Rams. I'm just going to lock it in. I'm not actually making a play on this game, but that's who I would ride with in this game. That's where I'm leaning. Go with the Rams, especially getting that 1.5 points. This could come down to a 1-point game. Go with the Rams. Don't go with the Rams. I'm not telling you to go with the Rams, but okay, time to move on. I'm rambling now. So the last game that we have is the Monday Night Football game. Philadelphia at Dallas, battle for the NFC East. Dallas opened at a 3.5-point favorite. They're still a 3.5-point favorite. Dallas needs this game. It's at home. It's against a divisional opponent. I think Dallas comes away with this game. Jalen Hurts has been playing decent, but I think that Philly team is still unsure of who they are, still unsure of their identity. I think Dallas needs to come out and have a big showing here. I hope Dallas gets a win this week so the Panthers can beat them next week. Go ahead and take Dallas. I think that – I don't know what's going on in Dallas, though. Like, Zeke is not – in my opinion, they're not utilizing Zeke fully, but Tony Pollard's looking really good. So maybe that's what's going on there. Go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and lean towards Dallas in that game. So that wraps it up for today's episode. Shout out to, if you follow us on Instagram, we did our first Venmo giveaway. We call it a bourbon or parlay Venmo giveaway, because you have a chance to win $10 in Venmo. I know $10, not a lot of money, but hey, we're a new show, newish show. You know, we're in our second season trying to get our audience to grow. The more people that we get to listen and tune in, the more money we make from our ad at the beginning of the episode. And then we can also get some other ads that we can read throughout some of these episodes, which translates into more money, which translates into us being able to give away more money. So keep that in mind. Share the podcast with your friends. But shout out to Brad Widows. He won our first bourbon or parlay giveaway. $10 is enough for you to go out, play a crazy parlay, buy yourself a bourbon, or whatever you want to spend your $10 on. I don't know if Subway still does $5 footlongs or not. Go get yourself two $5 footlongs. But that's going to wrap up today's episode. Let's all have a profitable Sunday. Let's see some good football. Be safe out there. Be responsible. Don't drink and drive. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the hotline. I don't have the number in front of me, but I'll start reading that at the end of the episodes as well. But until next time, everyone be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.